This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Let's talk about weather in this country already this summer. Heat waves out west, droughts as well, but it ain't just here and it ain't just us. There's been a drought in Brazil, and that, and maybe all of us hitting Starbucks post-lockdown, has put coffee prices, and we're talking the commodity here, the beans, but also eventually your morning caffeine. Those prices have hit their highest prices in years, and the Department of Agriculture says it expects coffee consumption globally to pass production this year. So Marketplace's Matt Levin explains how coffee roasters and coffee drinkers might be reacting.
A roaster in Austin, Texas, Cuvée Coffee used to make its money selling beans to fancy coffee houses. But in 2020, survival depended on the stay-at-home baristas, says founder Mike McKim.
Our grocery business and our direct-to-consumer business increased exponentially.
The drought in Brazil is forcing Cuvée to pay more than $3 a pound for beans, up from about $2.60 last year. McKim's going to raise prices, which could be dangerous. Grocery stores carry shelves full of cheaper brands.
Yes, 100%. I think they're going to be more price sensitive.
But McKim's confident most of his customers will pony up. And 2020 was a big year for consumers to try something new, says Caleb Bryant with the market research firm Mintel.
We saw a lot of experimentation going on. Consumers either trading up to more premium coffees, attempting to make specialty coffees at home.
Brian says price jumps won't stop most remote workers from paying for fancier blends. It's the Maxwell and Folgers drinkers that may shift to even cheaper store brands. And as far as local cafes go, Brian says a few cents more for an afternoon cold brew will be a small price to pay to get out of the house.
72% of remote workers say that buying coffee and tea away from home helps break up the day.
Coffee is famously volatile, and the price spikes are nothing new. Ted Fisher researches the coffee industry at the University of Vanderbilt.
I'm old enough to remember in the 70s, it was like oil and coffee. And like middle class America felt it because the coffee prices got so high.
Expect even more volatility in the future. Climate change is making droughts like the one Brazil is facing more frequent. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.